Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The fierce debate over safety in New York City's subway system is getting louder and sharper following another attack on a transit worker. WCBS reporter Steve Burns is at Jamaica Hospital, where he heard from MTA officials today. And Steve is joining us now. So, first of all, what happened in this latest attack?
Well, Linda, what we know at this point is an off-duty subway conductor named Gerard Sykes was slashed in the face while he was on board a J train at the Cypress Hill station, what was apparently an unprovoked attack. MTA Chairman Pat Foy told us Sykes had just gotten out of surgery. He's still in critical condition and came close to being blinded in this attack. That capped off an extremely difficult day for the system. A man was stabbed in the stomach on a D train in Upper Manhattan late Wednesday. Someone broke into a conductor's cab on a J train in Lower Manhattan earlier in the day, barricaded himself inside that train. Another incident, a man on a D train in Brooklyn hit the emergency brake, smashed out a couple of windows and ran into the tunnel. So it has no doubt been a challenging time in the subway system as of late.
And with these new incidents, the MTA is calling again for more police and more mental health workers in the subways. So what exactly do they want to see?
Yeah, this debate has been going on for several weeks now, but it seems like the MTA is really upping the ante a bit given the past day or so they've had. The MTA has been at odds with the city over how many police officers are patrolling the system. It's left the MTA and Governor Cuomo in kind of the strange position of detailing how unsafe riders think their own system is as they try to make the case for the city to send in more officers. Pat Foy used some pretty inflammatory language in accusing Mayor de Blasio of defunding the NYPD in the transit system. Interim City Transit President Sarah Feinberg said this officer surge they want to see doesn't have to be permanent, maybe just the next 3 to 6 months, just to show people the system is safe as they start coming back post-COVID.
And you asked Mayor de Blasio about this situation this morning. What did he have to say?
Yeah, I did. And the mayor again accused the MTA and Governor Cuomo of fear-mongering, saying it's frustrating to see that it's going to hinder New York's recovery by scaring people away from the transit system. He said he did not have any immediate plans to send more officers in. After Governor Cuomo said this week he is scared of the subway, that he wouldn't let his kids ride it, the mayor kind of went for the jugular by saying he's not scared of the subway because he is a real New Yorker, that he has no problem riding it, his kids don't have a problem riding it. So again, New York is kind of left in this purgatory. We're stuck in yet another tug of war between the city and the state over how to handle this situation.
And that battle continues. That's our WCBS reporter, Steve Burns, with the latest from Mayor de Blasio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.